How do we distinguish between prayer and meditation? Meditation is finding your real self and being your real self. Prayer is asking for a change in the karmas. Maybe you're lacking material things, so you're praying that your mind will become clear enough to attract material things to you. Maybe you're needing good health. Maybe you're praying for your children, your grandchildren, for their education, for their benefit, for their behavior. But meditation is going from one of the chakras to the next higher chakra, to the next higher chakra, in realizing the self, realizing that you are a soul, living in a physical body, living in an astral body, with an intellect as a tool, and emotions as tools, that you're not the mind that we know of as the mind today, that you're not the emotions, and you're not the physical body. Good luck. His translations are so much better than my English. Any more questions?
If that is so, do we have to go through rituals to meditate?
If meditation is going within yourself, do we have to go through rituals to meditate? This is the beauty of Saivasiddhanta, because we cannot meditate all of the time. And the bhakti and the devotion sustains the meditation. The Vedantists are the brightest and the clearest-minded philosophers in the world. And in the Vedanta philosophy, which is the highest philosophy of the world, they say, you don't need rituals. You just need to go in yourself and realize the self. But the Saivasiddhantists know that this is not possible to do all of the time. There are other karmas to be fulfilled in the world. Therefore, a combination of meditation, devotion, and prayer creates a well-rounded person. Any more questions?